Money, money, money. Where's it going? Who will benefit? The Albanese government has trumpeted cost of living relief, housing, healthcare and clean energy measures in its budget, which it believes will deliver a stronger economy and a fairer society. Well, somebody thinks it's a bit of a con job is Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor, who joins me now. Good morning, Angus.
G'day, Richard. Thanks for having me.
You reckon the budget's a con job. Why do you think it's a con job?
Well, there's no real plan to address the pressures that so many Australians are facing right now, and Australia's facing right now. It fails to help hard-working Australians to get ahead, makes life harder for mortgage holders, tradies, apprentices, self-funded retirees, people in regional Australia, truckies getting hit with extra taxes. Most importantly, the real pressure people are facing right now is these rising prices, inflation, high interest rates, and we needed a budget that was going to take pressure off that. It's a budget that's adding $185 billion of spending. $185 billion of spending since they got into government. It means there's $2 of extra spending initiatives for every dollar of savings, and that puts pressure on inflation. If you throw money at an economy, prices go up.
Well, look,
that's what happens.
Well, the government claims its cost of living measures will reduce inflation.
Look, what this does, without going into the technicalities of that spurious argument, which many economists have rejected, it unfairly gives with one hand while taking with the other. It divides Australia between the few who are getting a budget boost and everyone else who's paying for it with higher inflation and higher taxes. Now, you'll have many listeners out there who are feeling worse off than they were a year ago. And the truth is, if you're a family with three kids and a mortgage right now, you're $25,000 a year worse off than you were a year ago when Labor got into government. And they're not dealing with this because that they're not focused on those hard-working Australians who are trying to get ahead and who are the engine room of this country. And they're the people who have really missed out in this budget.
Right. Well, I mean, Commonwealth rent assistance is up, more bulk billing, the energy rebate for many Australians. And, I mean, you've also claimed that the welfare handouts are laughable. It seems like you're having sort of, you know, 50 cents each way here.
Well, you see, the real problem with this is they're putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. The underlying problem, the source of all these problems, is inflation and high interest rates. And you can't just deal with a symptom. You've got to go to the source of it. And that's what they've absolutely failed to do. By throwing all this money around, as Labor governments love to do, you know, this is a big spending, big taxing government, there's no doubt about that. They throw all that money around, they make the situation worse. And this is the key point about inflation. It's different from most other problems that government face. There's lots of other problems governments face, like the pandemic and the global financial crisis, where they throw money at it. We all understand that.
Well, if you throw
money at inflation, Richard, this is the critical point. You make it worse, and people have to pay for it, and that's exactly what's going on right now.
Well, okay, you say throwing money at everything, but, I mean, they're coming up with something that hasn't happened for 15 years, which is a budget surplus.
Well, let's talk about that. So that they received a more than $80 billion windfall this year in 1 year from commodity prices and a strong job market. There was, in fact, a budget balance or budget surplus from the moment the pandemic opened up, or the economies opened up at the end of the pandemic in late 2021, through to the May election, the budget was in surplus. So the budget has been in surplus since the pandemic opened up, since before Labor got into government. Now, here's the problem. It's not what happens this year. They drive this budget over a cliff, going to $36 billion deficits in a couple of years' time. Typical Labor government, they inherit a strong situation, they drive it over a cliff, and that is inflationary. There's no doubt about it, and it's why it's the wrong budget for the times.
All right. You mentioned interest rates, which did jump up again only last week, but they're predicted to remain on hold until certainly at least early next year.
And they were predicted to not move last week. This is the point. It was a real wake-up call, the move that the Reserve Bank made last week. It was not expected. The markets didn't expect it. The experts didn't expect it. They did it. And the reason is there's all these inflationary pressures in the economy. If you rely on the Reserve Bank to deal with that, it's a very high price that has to be paid. What we need the government dealing with this head-on, And that family with three kids I was talking about, they're facing a rapid escalation in mortgage costs, a $500 increase in a typical electricity price. Labor is not going to deliver on its promise of electricity price reductions in this term of government. Real wages are stagnant in this term of government, and they're facing increased taxes. They've lost their low to middle income tax offset, and their income tax rate is rising as inflation rises.
Right. So do you see any positives in last night's budget?
There are. So we're glad that the instant asset write-off, which allows small businesses to write off small expenditures, is there. We think it's $20,000, which is less than it was in our time in government, but it's a positive. Veterans payments, there's been some work done on that, and we're positive about that as well. And they've extended the work bonus for pensioners, something that you might remember we strongly advocated, allowing pensioners to do up to 10 hours of extra work without losing their pension. They're good things, and they're things we support.
8 to 7, my guest, Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor. If you were Treasurer and you were wanting to bring inflation under control, as you've kept reminding us this morning, what would you have announced last night that wasn't there?
Well, look, the most important thing is they don't need to spend money that we don't need money spent on. So I'll give you a couple of examples of that. This budget adds 10,000 new public servants. Now, outside of public servants working on national security and frontline services, I just don't see the need for that. I'm in Canberra a lot. I live only an hour from Canberra. We don't need to bloat government departments right now. Now is the wrong time to be doing that. They're adding a series of new agencies, an EPA, the Net Zero Agency. Now, these things can be done by departments, existing public servants. But Labor loves big government. It costs a lot. It's adding a lot of expense. There's $145 billion of other expense that we've opposed in recent months. And the budget also adds $8.6 billion in foreign aid. Now, we want to make sure we're looking after our Pacific neighbours. That's not what this money's about. This is beyond that. And now, again, is not the right time to be spending that kind of money.
Right. My guest, Angus Taylor, Shadow Treasurer. Look, I know you're a monarchist. There's been a lot of discussion about the fact that the sails of the Sydney Opera House were not lit up on Saturday night for the coronation of King Charles III. I think Parliament House in Canberra was, many buildings around the world. Do you think that was a mistake?
Oh, look, I'll leave that to you. I shouldn't. It was the New South Wales government who made that decision.
Well, it was.
It's unfortunate that I'm not an avid monarchist. I'm just not a Republican, and I think we've got a system of government that has worked really well for us. So why would we change it? And I think it is important to celebrate the success of that system of government and how it's important it's been to us and how successful it's been for us. And, you know, I think it was a remarkable ceremony. It's just extraordinary. The POMs, you've got to say, they do it well. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
You know, I do think it's important for us to remind ourselves as how we got to where we are, why we are one of the most successful democratic nations in history and on the planet. And that is a good thing and something that it's very important we remember at all times.
I just had an email from William who says, thanks to the Liberal Party, which Angus Taylor was part of, Labor are lumbered with a $1 trillion national debt.
Well, that's not right. And Chris Richardson, again, independent economist, has consistently said that's what Jim Chalmers says, and he's blowing smoke. I'm quoting Chris.
Yes.
He's blowing smoke. It's just not right. It's nothing like that. In fact, I'll tell you something interesting. The net debt coming out of COVID is the same as it was before through the way we managed things through COVID, and Labor inherited a budget balance. So, you know, this is an extraordinary situation. I mean, the one thing I'll stand up for is how we managed the economy through COVID. It was tough, but the outcomes were unbelievably strong. And that's why we're faced with such a strong position right now. But it's one where Labor has to be fighting inflation first, and that's not what this budget does.
Look, I'll throw in quickly a local one. I'm broadcasting from Newcastle, but a new high-speed rail authority has been allocated about, I think it's only $13.5 million, over 3 years to plan a Newcastle to Sydney corridor. It's been talked about for years and years. Do you think we'll see that under this government?
I have no idea. I know Albo did something like this. He did a plan for this about 10 years ago, never went anywhere, he'll keep dreaming on it. I mean, look, we all want to see better transport between our major cities, no doubt about that. The question is how to do it. Look, there's no question this Labor government wants to spend a lot of money, but is it the right money to be spent on the right things? And that's the question we're going to keep asking.
All right. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Richard.
Enjoy your day. Busy day for Angus Taylor, Shadow Treasurer.